Welcome back to part three of my review of the year's weirdest news. My name's Phil Woodford, and you can follow me at Phil Woodford on Twitter or visit my blog at washedandreadytoeat.com. The audience at a performance of Uncle Vanya in London recently were surprised to hear veteran director Sir Peter Hall heckle a leading cast member of the Chekhov play. While actress Laura Carmichael was on stage, a voice from the auditorium, later identified as Sir Peter's, was reported to have yelled, "It doesn't work and you don't work. It's not good enough. I could be at home watching television." Thankfully, it transpired that the Hector had fallen asleep during the performance and had become disoriented on reawakening. He later apologised for the disruption he'd caused and sent Carmichael a personal note. Pressure of time means I can't tell you about the increasing number of men flying to Turkey for facial hair transplants, the Dutchman who spent 20 years building a life-size replica of Noah's Ark, or the nun who spent £128,000 on her gambling habit. I probably also need to ignore the builders who mistakenly demolished a historic French chateau when, in fact, they should have knocked down a nearby outbuilding. What is worth mentioning is the London Fire Brigade's recent suggestion that they might start accepting tweets as emergency call-outs. Hash blaze, hash emergency, hash get a bloody move on. Nazi wine bottles may be quite normal in Italy, but they caused a bit of upset to Americans holidaying in Garda earlier in the year. For some reason, they objected to labels reading Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, or showing pictures of Adolf Hitler raising his arm in a Nazi salute. And German tourists from Ham had a shock in the UK, too. While being escorted through Haworth in the north of England, they encountered a group of World War II enthusiasts dressed up as SS officers. It was all part of an annual festival for which new rules were apparently being drawn up. And if you need another reason to feel sorry for the Germans, the town of Hamelin, made famous by the Pied Piper, has once again been infested with rats. Tourists leaving food for the birds is the problem, according to the BBC, who reported that a mischievous rodent had gnawed through a cable powering one of the medieval town's fountains. We're coming to the end of my review of 2012. Before I go, however, I think it's only fair to mention in passing that a Dublin wax museum is hiring out the Popemobile, used by the Pontiff on his historic trip to the Emerald Isle in 1979. The target market for the converted Ford Transit is stag and hen parties. A Scottish fish and chip shop, meanwhile, is trying to get EU recognition and protection for its trademark deep-fried Mars bar. 2013 is certain to bring plenty more out of the ordinary and downright bizarre news, and you can rest assured that I'll be monitoring it closely. Until then, this is Phil Woodford wishing you a very happy new year.